Okay, welcome back to the Rambam Yomi. We are now beginning the next section of the Rambam Hilchos Deos. So it's a totally new topic. It's building off, obviously, on the Yesod HaTorah. Well, everything in the Torah is going to build off of the Yesod HaTorah. And so therefore, we are going to be working off of those kind of fundamental truths of the Rambam's perspective of our religious experience with everything. But we're really going into a totally new category now, Hilchos Deos. And it's actually a great opportunity now, leaving the 9 days, understanding that we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, kicked out of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of our chatos. And this opportunity to build our own character, Hilchos Deos, and we're going to be going into the next chapters. All these chapters really help us work on ourselves, our tefillah, our limud Torah, our tshuva. All of these are going to be the major topics we're going to be going into in the next couple of weeks. And so it's an opportunity as we go from now, from Av into Elul, to really be focusing on all of these, and it's an opportunity to learn these well. Here we go. So before, obviously, at the beginning of any new topic, the Rambam will list all the different mitzvahs that we're going to be covering in that topic, the Hilchos Deos. Yesh b'chon achad asay mitzvos, chamesh mitzvos asay, v'shesh mitzvos los asay. So he's going to have 11 mitzvahs here. 5 of them are going to be asay, positive commandments, and 6 of them are the negative commandments. V'zeo karton, this is the specifics. Leidamus bedrachav, to emulate God's ways. Leidalik beyodav, to cling to those who know him. La'avas areihim, to love fellow Jews. La'avas agerim, to love converts. Shalo lisna achim, to not hate our brothers, so to speak, our Jewish brothers. La'ochiach, to give tochacha, to give rebuke. We see, obviously, that that's halacha l'maisa. That's going to depend on whether or not the person is capable of receiving that rebuke. But to give rebuke is one of the mitzvahs here. Shelo lahalbim panim, not to embarrass other people. Shelo lahanos amalim, not to oppress those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Shelo lahaloch rachil, not to right, not to speak, not to gossip. We'll talk about it more in depth. Shelo linkom, not to take revenge. Shelo lintor, not to bear a grudge. Okay, we're going to cover, as we did in the last section, so that we're going to cover all of these 11 mitzvos in the upcoming chapters. Let's go into chapter 1. Deos harbi eish l'chola echal v'echal v'mnei adam v'zo meshuna mizo v'rechokum imen nabi yoser yesh l'adam shahu b'alcheima koez tamid yesh adam shedait mi yoshevetz alaveinu koez klal v'im yichas yichas me'akas ma'at. Says the Rambam, there are going to be lots of different people out there, and lots of different people have lots of different characteristics, character traits. And each one possesses different character traits. Some of them are totally different than each other. There's going to be one person that is totally angry all the time, and one person that is never angry, kind of very calm, and doesn't really get angry. Maybe get angry once in a while, maybe once every couple of years. V'yesh mekatzer nafsho shadayo filo davar me'ad shelo yaspik lo v'lo yirdo plastic kol tzarcho v'yesh umesagif atzmo v'rav v'koveitz al yado v'eino ochel pruta mishalo ele v'tzar gadol. Let's go through a couple of these. Okay, so again, we said angry versus not really angry. There's going to be a category. Someone who's very proud. Malagaiva, someone that's very humble. Someone's very satisfied, they're never satisfied when it comes to appetites or their desires. Some that are pure of heart, is the opposite, right? Who don't desire anything, even the things that they need, right? Even the dvarim ma'atim shaguf tzarech, they don't even desire. And then there are people who are greedy, who want all the money in the world, they're never satisfied in that. And then there are people who are totally checked on themselves, they actually satisfy very little. And there's no desire, again, what he lacks. Okay, again, another similar model to the previous one. And then there's like a miser type of person who goes hungry themselves and in very close to their own possession because they don't like to spend a single penny. They get pain to spend even a cent. And then there are people who are very big spenders and they waste money and they throw it out. Okay, we know people that have all these different characteristics for sure. And then there are people who we said this right. You won't even eat a cent. right? Ela v'tzar gadol, right? Yeshu me'abe kol mona v'chbet biyadol v'daito. We're going to hold, right? Give it all away. You'll get rid of it all, even though, again, there's one person who'll totally, you know, hoard their money, so to speak, even if it damages them, and the people that will damage themselves by giving it all away. So there's a elated versus depressed, stingy versus free-handed, cruel versus soft-hearted, coward versus rash. We can go into all these details, but lots more. Okay, and it's important to keep in mind that basically everyone has different character traits. Now, on a very basic level, what I think the Rambam here is saying is that every individual has a combination of each of these, right? You know people that have a combination of these. Now, it could be somewhere in the middle of each of them, but some people might be very proud and also stingy. Now, those are on two different planes here. We're not listing those together right now. So I'm going to be very angry and also be a miser, right? But again, those are two different character traits. He's saying basically each one of these kind of, it's a little bit like a backyard, you know, baseball. I don't know if you ever played those games. But there's like a way of like giving each of your different players on your baseball team different character traits. Not character traits, but the skills, let's put it that way. One skill would be like running fast, another one would be hitting powerfully, another one would be pitching, another one would be, you know, whatever it is. So all of those skills, each person would kind of somewhere in between, let's say a 1 and a 10. So what it sounds like is what I'm saying is each person really has a 1 to 10 scale of each of these different character traits, and there are plenty of others, and you're kind of somewhere along those scales. Some people are one in one direction, some people are totally in the other direction. Okay? Again, it's a good thing to be learning, obviously, about these character traits. We ourselves have character traits that we probably want to be working on. This is an opportunity to kind of prepare ourselves with tshuva to understand our character traits. Just some important background information. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph 58a Tana Rabbanan Aroya Uchlusi Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim She'ein Daitan Doim Hazel Hazel Ve'ein Pertzufeyan Doim Hazel Hazel. Okay, so if you see a large swath of Klal Yisrael altogether, you say, blessed are you, the Baruch Shalom, who knows secrets, essentially. What do you mean secrets? Why secrets? Says the Gemara, because no one's actually alike one another. And they don't look, they definitely don't look alike, but they also are not like each other within their own their own character traits, as we're pointing out here. So every Jew is very different, every person is very different, and so you see a whole variety of them. The Baruch Shem knows each of their different secrets. They know what's going on inside of them. And again, someone could be totally naturally, and we'll see very quickly soon in a moment, that the Rambam actually going to point out that there actually is a combination of nature and nurture. Actually, that's halacha. And there's a combination of all that. And so someone might be totally kind of angry inside a lot, and they really hold it back, and they really work on themselves. Again, so that's only something that the Baruch Shem will know. Someone we will never actually know what's actually going on in somebody's heart. And so someone could be really working hard on a character trait. It's important for us to know this about other people as well. Someone could be really, really hard, and we only see just one sliver of that individual. We're not really seeing all of it. So that's why we say Chacham Arazim, Moshe knows all the secrets. They know, he knows what's going on. Good. The Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam writes, the Mar Nevuchim, that actually, when you think about humanity versus any other animal, the human race is so different, not only in their looks between one person and another person, but also in this exact area, that two people could literally be totally similar to each other, the Rambam writes in Rambam, but one of them could be so angry and so terrible and so cruel that they would kill their own child, the other one couldn't even kill a fly. So they have the same background, same you know, basic upbringing, same, they could even be twins potentially, the Rambam doesn't put it that way, but they could potentially be twins. There are studies like this of nature versus nurture. You have two twins and they totally go in totally different directions. How did that happen? Well, it could be a combination of factors, and that's why every single person really has so many different factors in their lives, whether it's based on their own personal DNA, based on their own kind of personal initial makeup, plus all the different experiences they had. One teacher in second grade, the other one had a different teacher in second grade. You never know what one moment with one individual can really make a difference in that person's life. Obviously, it has to be fortified from other experiences afterwards, not only that one experience that's going to like totally throw one person off one direction or the other direction. Sometimes people harp on one experience, but again, it's then fortified, unfortunately, either the Ra or the Tov afterwards, and we're going to see that in the Rambam as well in the last halacha here. Let's go on. So the Rambam that goes on in the Yesh, being called Dea V'Dea, Rechoka Mimena, Mikata, Acher, Deos, Beinonius, right? Zo Rechoka Mizo. So essentially, there are intermediate points. There are midpoints in every single One of these paths. Again, like I said before, each one of them, they have like a 0 to 10. So there's a 5 in every single one of these character traits. There, you don't have to go one of the extremes. There is a middle point, but there are also the extremes. That we said before, there are some things that are actually character traits that are we're born with. They're naturally either that you're built into you, or which is going to be problematic actually with the Rambam elsewhere. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim says basically no one's actually born with any specific character traits, but it doesn't have to be a chlokas. It could be that you have the character, you have like what we're going to say. Right, it could be that the one person is just naturally inclined to, and that could be the nature component here, not that they have the deya yet, they have that character trait yet, but they're easily kind of swayed in a direction of one of the character traits. So they're easily going to get to learn this idea of being angry much faster than they will learn the character trait of being calm and not angry, for example. He had that built into nature. Okay, everyone has their own challenges. Every person's going to have their challenges you have to be working on. So it's not like you could throw your hands up basically with all of this and say, oh, it's not in my hands. Clearly, it's impacted by everything else. No, everyone has their nature component to it, but you're going to see in a second, it actually is a nurture component to this as well. Okay, it could be actually that it's actually not only from nature. He's saying it's not only nature, right? The machlokas of nature versus nurture didn't start in recent history. Now I'm saying you have a combination of nature and nurture, right? Some of them are not from birth at all. And you learn them from other people or on your own, from your own thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. I would argue today that with all the different media things and et cetera, there's so many other forms of kind of picking up behaviors, picking up character traits out there, that it's not even only the people that we encounter, but it's the ideas that we encounter, whether it be online, whether it be in books, whether it be in movies or TV shows, et cetera. All of these ideas really influence who we ultimately become. So it's complex when you think about how often we're constantly taking in information and incorporating or not incorporating that information into our lifestyle. It's quite an interesting thing to be thinking about. Okay, so the Rambam is saying that basically there are things that are basically carry the traits that are naturally internal to us or easily acquirable based on our natural kind of makeup, or there are things that we learn from people around us or from things that are around us. Again, the nurture component on it. Okay, so there's another possibility again, which is that he actually came from his own thoughts because he heard that actually this is the proper character trait, and he wanted to get, and therefore he basically worked on making a part of himself. Meaning, you heard in second grade, it's a really good thing to be a nice person. Oh, so you worked on yourself at that point. Every time you had a mitzvah note or whatever it is, again, it could be fortified again in many different ways. But mitzvahs, that's a great thing to do, and your teacher makes you the mitzvah, whatever it is, you know, and my kids have mitzvah mention in camp, mitzvah mensch. So each one of them, it gets fortified through doing good actions. They begin to learn either through us as the mechanchim of them or themselves. They begin to say, you know what? I really want this. I really want to be that type of kid. I want to be that type of person. And they work on themselves to build it themselves. So those are all the different ways that basically a person can get any of these character traits. Either it's built into them initially. Again, that's going to be complicated with the Shmona Prakim. It could be the machlokas there, but maybe not. Maybe the Rambam and Shmona Prakim is only saying that it's not actually built into you. It's just like with the second part here, which is that it could be built into you easily. And it's very easy for a person to kind of pick up a character trait. Some of them are easily, naturally built up in person very, very quickly. And then there are things that we learn from other people around us or other forms of media. And then there are things that we teach ourselves because it just came up in our mind. Or we heard from someone else, hey, this is a good idea and you should work on this. And then they do work on it. Good. Essentially says the Rambam, no one should actually go in the extremes. It's always good to make sure to be going in a balanced approach. Ultimately, the Derech Yeshara, this good path, the center path, straight path in the center, Derech Yeshara, is going to be the ideal form. This balanced approach in the middle of everything else, and don't go on the extremes. Even, kind of things you might think are great to go on extremes, it's great to go in the center approach. It's a good thing for life. to make sure you're going on the center approach. And if you find yourself that you're going in one of the extremes, you find yourself get angry too much, whatever. So you have to push yourself in the other direction. And many people point out, in the round later on, to point this out, that if you're going off one side of a road, for example, if you're driving off the road, and you want to get back onto the road, you don't just gradually put yourself back on the road. You turn your wheel all the way in the other direction to get yourself back on the road, and you end up somewhere in between. So that may be the best way of being able to get oneself back on the road if they feel themselves they're veering off. Okay, these following quotes are going to be from Shmona Prakim, chapter 4, where he literally deals with this entire topic, the Gadol, the idea of these character traits, and goes into a lot more detail of each one of the character traits, etc., etc. But he points out there are a couple of important things. One thing is, and I thought this was important, because we left the Tisha B'Av just a day or two ago, where he says, Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, this line, Tzvam HaRavi, Tzvam HaChamishi, Tzvam HaShvi, Tzvam HaSiri, from Zechariah, this line of all the four Tzomos, the fast days that we're going to have. Again, we just had Tisha B'Av, but the four fast days, Yud, Levesi, Huda, the Sassan, the Simcha, the Ma'adim, Tovim, they're going to one day become for happiness and for good reasons and for holidays. Again, we hope that Tisha B'Av next year will be for a holiday. Now again, the same we had this year. That Emes v'Hashalom Yehavu, right? You have to be Emes and Shalom. They're going to love Emes and Shalom. All right, what is Emes and Shalom? So specifically, the Shalom is the important part that I want to focus on right now. He focuses on Emes as well. But for me, Shalom heim malos amidos asher ben yeah, Shalom ba'olam. Right? They can get to these highest midos. So what do you mean by Shalom? What is this idea of Shalom? So this idea of the Shalom is basically of going in the middle of all of the different paths. Again, Behiya Torah, this is again a quote from the Shmona Prakim later on. Right? Essentially, the goal of all of these mitzvahs, any mitzvah in the Torah, really is attempted to make us go into the middle path, and we should push ourselves away from all these yisurim so that we can go closer to the other path. Right? So again, for example, also malachas yisurim, it's also to eat other things. So one might think, I can eat everything. No, there are certain things that are us. It already pushes us away from the idea that we can eat everything. And then there's also you shouldn't eat. You have to make sure you're keeping yourself healthy, etc. So you have to eat something. So now we're finding ourselves in a kosher food that is done in an appropriate way. Again, be'ilo sasur, same thing with sexual relations. You can't sleep with anyone who you want. That would be asur. There are all these yisurim. And the idea of not sleeping with anyone, not having any relations, would leave the world with our children. And so you have to find something that's in between. Okay, so we have marriage. We have an institutionalized way of basically building families and doing it in an appropriate way. All these other things, same thing with making money. It goes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these different, Shemitah, Yovel, all the other ways of kind of stopping oneself from getting so subsumed in Parnassa, or that everything belongs to me. And even this past week, Parsha was all about, right, we shouldn't focus the Kofi votes of Yodin and everything is from my hand. No. Like a Shechon and Peah remind us that we have to give to other people. It's not all for me. It's not. The Moshe didn't give it all to me. The same Meisters, etc., Stucco, etc., etc., etc. All the Halacha says the Rambam in the Torah in Shmona Prakim in the fourth paragraph focuses on really getting us to this midpoint. What midpoint? Look at the Alecha Dalid. Derech Yisharav, you meet us Beinonius. Right, you got to get to the middle. Shemichol Dei Avdeya. Every single one of these, you want to kind of get to the five. It's a 0 to 5, 0 to 10. Obviously, it's a lot more complex than that. It's not 0 to 10. It's 0 to 100. Whatever. You want to get somewhere to the midpoint of each of these deos. Again, some of the deos, he's going to say actually it's better to go one direction or the other. But in general, the rule is try to get to the middle of all these deos. You don't want to be abstaining from eating altogether, and you don't want to be eating everything. Okay, we have some halachas to help us get to the middle, but we really have to make a decision if we want to be in the middle. Okay? A midpoint, that's exactly what the definition of midpoint is, it's equidistant from each of the other points, right? From each of the other ends. It's not closer in one way or the other. That's what I mean by shalom. Maybe that's exactly again the Rambam was saying before. And the shalom, right? Emes b'shalom. Oh, but that's what it means. Shalom. We have to have shalom within our own selves. then ultimately Shalom in the world, to somewhere in between this balanced approach to be able to get to that. That's what Rishonim tell us, that we have to constantly be assessing our own deeds to make sure that we're doing them in the middle. So a person shouldn't be totally angry, and they also shouldn't be always, and they shouldn't easy to get angry, and they also shouldn't be like they're dead. They don't feel anything. They should be somewhere in between. Now it's important to point out. Some people point out that actually the Rambam doesn't say that in Halakha Aleph. Remember in Halakha Aleph, the Rambam pointed out the opposite of angry all the time is someone that gets angry once in a while. Here he's saying the opposite of angry is someone that is basically compared to being dead. They have no argosh, they have no feelings at all. Says the Rambam, sometimes people need to get angry. There is a purpose of getting angry. Again, as long as it serves as a need, I'm going to say later on that you should actually really should try to avoid getting angry altogether. But there are times it's important to show anger at least. Even if you're not going to sell it, the display anger is important because you don't want something to keep on going on. If someone is really, really doing a davar ra to you, doing something terrible to you, and you don't show your displeasure of that because you're really working on not being kaas, you're working trying to get angry, so then they're going to keep on taking, abusing the situation. The other person, you have to show a sense of kaas sometimes. Okay, so they won't do it, b'hamecheres, they don't do it again. But it's important to keep this in mind. You want to stick somewhere in the middle, this Beinoni idea that you shouldn't get too angry too quickly, you shouldn't get not get angry at all, you have to find the right times to display anger. You shouldn't desire things, just in general, only things that your body needs. You can't deal with that. Then the you eat to be able to fill up yourself. You don't stop eat everything in the world. And it doesn't only go for eating. Every other form of taivos that exists in this world, you want to fill your content, but not go to areas that are usur, etc., etc. V'chein lo ya'amel be'isko. It's important to make sure that we're not constantly involved in business purposes and making money constantly. No, you get to make what you need. You don't have to go for more than that. You have to go for what it is that you need. Tavernei Tzaddikim used to close their stores once they made enough for the week so that they didn't constantly. That's not the goal of life. The goal of life is not to amass massive amounts of money. Again, it's important to have a savings account. It's important to put that money away. All these good things, important. They can make a good job and make money. But people that are literally working 24/7, 24/6 even, it's a lot. It's too much. You want to be doing things that are going to bring you into Olam Haba. You want to be doing things that you're going to look back at the end of your life and be like, oh, this is worthwhile life. I didn't just spend my entire life trying to make money. So again, here, and this is exactly what the Rambam was saying, the Shmoneh Prakim we just quoted before, that's why we have like a Shikha Kapay, all these other halakha, Shemitah, Yovel. Shemitah, for example, is a perfect example. You have to let it go every seven years. It's not normal to constantly be working nonstop. But if again, the same thing here. You shouldn't constantly throw your money out. You shouldn't also hold on to it too much. You should give the right amount of money to the people that need it. And you should also give loans to those who need it. That's important. You have to do it in the Beinoni. That's the Beinoni existence. Okay, you have to make sure that you're living a life that's joyous, but not overly joyous and not overly sad. Okay, you have to make sure that you're constantly somewhere in the middle there, say upon the office, acceptable with say upon the office. V'chein shar de'osav, and everything else also, derech sohi, derech ha'chachamim, this is exactly what the derech ha'chachamim, this is a wise person's way of living life, called adam she'de'osav de'os be'nomios mimutzaos nikra chacham. Anyone who is doing this is called a chacham. At the end of Shmoneh Prakim, chapter 4, again, as we were quoting parts of it beforehand, the Rambam writes, I'm going to return back to exactly what I was saying. If you're constantly thinking about what you're doing and you focus on being in the middle, you're going to be the highest level of a person. You're going to get close to the Baruch Shalom and understand his ways. That is the Shalom way. That is the complete way of doing Avodah Hashem. Because You have to constantly be thinking about and making sure that you're apportioning the right amount. Everything has to be in the right even medium balanced approach, and that's the way to live life. Okay, that's the entire paragraph of chapter 4. You can look in Shmona Prakim. The entire chapter 4 really focuses on this idea. So what happens if someone actually begins to get examining, but then also slightly towards one direction? They try working towards one of the directions. Then that's what's called a pious, again, only slightly, ma'at. Not something that's going to the extreme, but slightly in one direction to become a pious person, a chassid person. Okay, great. So if you want to push yourself, you're not going to only be in the middle of angry, but you're going to try to avoid anger even more so than being in the middle. That might make you a chassid. Same thing with taivos and other things as well. Okay, and there are some things that I'm saying now where it's good to go all the way in one direction. So for example, when it comes to, if you want to, let's say, shun pride, turn pride away, turn to the other extreme, you carry yourself totally lowly, that's called pious. And that, right, that is a quality of piety. Again, so that's a pious thing to do. But a wise thing to do is simply to be somewhere in the middle, that you become an anav. You don't have to go all the way to the extreme of being like totally shunning pride at all times. No, you can be somewhere in between, totally proud or not proud at all. And that's what we call an anav is. That's what someone, that's the definition of an anav. It's important to point that out. Some people think humility is being this, carrying oneself totally lowly and being this minas chasidus. It's important. Okay, minas chasidus is a good thing. But you can still be totally capable of living a wise and good life. And this is what an adam is that someone is not on one direction or totally in the other direction. They understand their kohos, they understand their ability to have an impact in this world, they understand their ability to think of themselves as good and capable in certain areas. They don't have to think of themselves as lowly and nothing. And that's great. And you can speak highly of oneself in those areas. Not too highly. That's going too much in the other direction. So you have to find somewhere really in the middle. That's what it means to be an anaval. Derev zo, shar kol adeos. And then follow this path and all the other deos. If you go in one direction, you become a chassid too much. Right? You go all the way in one direction or somewhere in one direction. If you find somewhere in the middle, that's called a chacham. They try to go in one direction. Some deos you go in one direction, some deos you go in the other direction. That's what it means to go lift Mishras Adin, going above the letter, beyond the letter of the law. And this is very important. It's important that some people out there go and try to make themselves into chassidus, to try to go above and beyond, which is wonderful. And again, as you pointed out before, if one finds themselves already going naturally or whatever it is in one direction, to push themselves all the way in the other direction will help them get somewhere in the middle. That's such good advice. But ultimately, we want to find ourselves in the middle. And not only is the middle considered to be, again, it's not called their chassidus, but it is called their chacham. It's a wise way of living life. And again, remember, their chacham is, and as he points out right here, is the way of the Rabbonu Shalom. This is very much the halach v'drachah. To walk in these medium ways, these middle ways, these balanced ways, these are drachah v'tovim, to live a normal lifestyle that lives in the balanced approach of all these. Again, obviously, following all halacha and Torah and mitzvahs, etc., etc., but not going too extreme in one direction or the other. That's the halach v'drachah. That is what is compared to the mitzvah of halach v'drachah, the first of the mitzvahs that we said, of the 11 mitzvahs in this program. Walking in God's ways. Walking in God's ways is Halach B'drachav. And that's exactly what it means to do that here. Let's go a little bit further in Halach B'drachav. How do I understand this mitzvah? Okay, just as someone is, just as their bonus shalom is Chanun and Rachum, gracious and merciful and holy, we should also be doing all of these things. Okay, it's very important. And it's important to point out that the Rambam is specifically learning these as midos. That's what halakha v'drachav. The ways that the Rabbeinu Shlomo's ways are all of his midos. We'll see in a second that because the Gemara that says differently, but there are two Gemaras actually. One Gemara that follows this, and another Gemara that follows differently. We'll focus on that in a second. But let's finish up this halakha. The halakha above. Derech zo kara neviim lekel v'chol osan akinuyim erech apayim rav chesed tzadik v'yasher tamim gibor v'chazak v'yotzi b'chem le'odia shehein adrachim tovim v'yasharim chayev adam v'hanig atzmo v'hen v'yidamu se'lov kifi kocho. You have to follow in God's ways. That's why all of our Nevi'im told us all these different things. He's slow to anger, abundant in kindness, righteous, just, perfect, almighty and powerful. These are good paths. We should try to resemble these on our own. That's the way we make ourselves like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, it's important to point out that again, the Gemara in Masechta Sota points out, what do you mean that we should acharei Hashem l'keichem t'hileich, we should walk after God's ways? You see that the Ribbono Shel Olam was malmish arumim to Adam and Chava, so that we should be malmish arumim. So the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam was bikur cholim when he came to Avram, so that we should be bikur cholim. Just as he was nichum aveilim to Yitzhak after Avram passed away, so we should do nichum aveilim. Same thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mekaver mesim. So too, we should be kind of making, again, those are more action-based. These are more mida-based. And the Kudei Sichus, Nachum Mendel Schneerson, the Rebbe points out that maybe Valach Tavidrachav isn't called a tzivui. It's not actually a commandment. And that's why, because more of a Kabbalah, the idea is, these are midas. It's referring to specifically midas, the way we live our lives, as opposed to these are the exact actions one needs to do. Okay, interesting to keep this all in mind. But the Rambam is clearly talking about midos here and deos here, and these are the deos, these are the ways that we have to be walking in God's ways. Again, remember, these are all things that are in the midpoint range of all the different deos that exist out there, and we're supposed to follow in God's ways. And to point out, just a reminder of the last prakha that we learned in Hilchos Sodeiyat Torah, where the Rambam points out that if there's a negative prophecy that comes up, it's possible to be annulled. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is all of these things. He's Rachav V'Chanan, Rechapayim, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is quick to forgive. And that's why if we do tshuva, so no matter what type of gezeira is out there, there's a possibility of annulling the gezeira, which is why even a Navi who says this is going to happen, a negative thing, if it comes back that it didn't happen, and it totally didn't happen, we don't question the Navi's nevuah capacity because of the fact that we are capable of doing tshuva, and because the Ribbono Shel Olam is so willing to accept us back. Okay, halacha zayin, we're going to close off this parak right now. This is very important. It's very practical. The Rambam is amazing in this way. He gave us all these theoretical ideas of trying to be in the middle, midpoint, and all these different kind of guidelines. Then tells us that this is all the mitzvah of halacha v'drachav. And then the Rambam says, how do I do this? L'maisa. How does a person figure it out? How do I make sure that these become permanent components of my life? Yaseh v'yishneh. Wow. Says the Rambam, we're probably most psychologists would tell you, says the Rambam, most of the simply Muslim would tell you, guess what? You gotta do it and do it and do it and do it and do it. Keep going over and over and over again, following in the ways of this middle ground, and it'll become part of who we are. That is the way we live. It becomes easy for us and not difficult anymore. It becomes a fixed component of who we are. That is exactly what it means to be able to build ourselves in this way. This is what we call the derech of Hashem, the way, the path of God. Again, remember, that's the middle path. That's not going in the derech chasidus of going in one direction or the other. Sometimes people try to really push themselves to go in one direction or the other, and then they end up missing either the boat on that direction, or they accomplish it there, and then they miss it in all other areas of life. Sometimes being balanced allows us to actually accomplish being balanced everywhere. If I have to be extreme in one area, then I might actually have an impact in many other areas of my life of having to be extreme in other directions that I prefer not to be. So being this middle ground is the derech of Hashem. This is that what it means. Ace Asher Tiber Alav. Not only is this a good thing for us to live our lives with, this is Avram, but not only that, it actually is a way of getting blessing in our lives. Just to point out a last point, something that is oft quoted of the Rambam on Pirkei Avos, if you look at Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tezvav, Everything is based on a person's many actions. What does the Rambam say? Oh, and you may have heard this quoted before. It gives a mashal that I'll read the Rambam inside. Your malos, the greatness of you, actually has nothing to do with how great a single action has been. Right? It's not about the quantity of your action. It's based on the quantity of your actions, which is kind of complicated to think about. Yeah, I would have thought the quality of my action is much more important. No, he says it's the quantity of actions. You get a kinyan on an action if I keep doing it over and over again. If you do one great thing one time, that's not great. And by the way, it's not great for relationships either. They point this out also. Big actions in a relationship doesn't actually, if some people would prefer, most people would prefer, constant small actions and once in a while very big actions. You throw a big party for someone that you love, and then you don't talk to them for the rest of the year. It's not so great. But if you talk to them every single day, it actually might be a lot more than just the one-off experiences. One-off things doesn't actually make a kinyan for me, and that's important. It's not only about the relationship with the other person; it's about me. What type of person am I? And this is exactly what the Rambam gives us a mashal book. If I give someone $1,000, right, or $1 million at one time to one person, and I don't give any to anyone else, I'm not going to ultimately guess. I don't think about what matters to this person. Yes, it might mean more to give $100 to one person than what he's going to say now is going to be to give $1 to 100 different people. If that one person that received $100 is much better for that person, great. Good for that person. But ultimately, I have to focus on myself in some ways as well. And I need to make sure that I'm building up myself. I need to make sure I'm giving 100 different times, $1 to 100 different people. Why? Because you know what that's going to do for me? It's going to build up my midas nedivos. I'm going to be becoming a giving person at that point. I did the action of giving 100 individual times, which is better than doing it once in one lump sum. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that as we're trying to work on our midos, and again, remember, each one of us has lots of different midos, and we may be built in with some of these midos from nature, some of them might be picked up by nurture, but all of them come into our lives based on all of our experiences, and we have to constantly be working on them again, because we're constantly taking in new media of impacting our understanding, character traits, etc. So we have all these different character traits, and I would venture to say each one of us has a sliding scale on all of these character traits. Not like we only have to deal with the anger versus non-anger. There's anger, there's jealousy, and there's all these different midos we have to be working on. I'm working on all these different midos, and I'm constantly focused on that, and I'm working on trying to find a way to get in the middle. As we said, that's Derech Hashem, that's Derech that the Rosh Hashanah wants to have, walking in God's ways and finding a path in the middle, not to one extreme or the other extreme. That's our job in this world, and how do I do it? By constantly doing those actions, going in and out, or every single day, action, action, action. It's literally what the Rambam is saying here, as the Sefer HaChinuch constantly points out to us, that if we constantly do many, many actions, we are going to build our character traits that way. And that's what he points out with regard specifically to this halacha at the end here, giving us a very clear path for how we are successful in doing and learning how we are building our midos, making sure that we're in the midpoint. This is it for the first chapter, and we will move on to the next chapter tomorrow.